No matter what you sell, a consultative selling approach will always get the job done. Here are the top 5 key tips to make sure your selling interactions are more effective. Tip number 1, have the mindset of a doctor. I want you to take your salesperson hat off for a moment and instead put your doctor's hat on. Like with any doctor's consultation, they will ask you lots of questions before writing out a prescription. You need to use the same approach. Try and find out as much information as you can whilst you interact with the prospect. Tip number 2. Find out the key drivers for change. In order of importance, your buyers will take action more on the following. The first is pain. The second is fear, and the third is pleasure. So whilst performing your doctor's diagnosis, bear this in mind. You'll want to uncover the pain, the fears, and the pleasures from your buyers. Only then will they be motivated to take action. Tip number 3, focus on them and not on winning the deal. If the need for the commission and sale is greater than your desire to help the buyer, then this will show. Come from the mindset that you are there to help them and get what's best for them, rather than doing everything you can to win the deal. Tip number 4, don't be afraid to push back. Sometimes your buyers may not be open to what you're asking. They might be difficult to get on with and withhold information. If they are like this, then beware. It could be that they might have already made up their mind on who they are going with and are just using you for either further education and ideas, a comparison, or perhaps their company policy states they need to get quotes from 3 different vendors. Don't be afraid to push back and walk away if it's not right. And finally, tip number 5, appreciate different buyer types. Don't treat others as you'd like to be treated yourself. Though this phrase may not seem like a good basis for relating to others, with sales it's different. Instead, treat them as they would like to be treated. Some of your buyers will be very analytical and detailed. Others will not have a moment to spare, so make sure you recognize their buyer type. It is crucial that once these are recognized, you act and tailor your consultative approach to their needs. Consultative selling done in the right way is a very powerful approach. Keep the methodology simple and you won't go far wrong. If you remember nothing about it at all and your mind goes blank, then just approach your sales interactions like a doctor would in a meeting with a patient. So before you end your next sales interaction, ask yourselves, did I diagnose this correctly? So how can you put this into action? Well, next time you're talking with a client, remind yourself to ask a lot more questions than what you are currently doing. Be inquisitive and think like a doctor. You need to conduct a thorough examination. Write some questions down in your pad before you talk to them so you don't forget. Also, look out for clues as to their style and preferences and change the way that you sell. And finally, once you have had your interaction, review how you feel and how it went. Did you focus on the client or were you too wrapped up in what you were going to say next? Make sure you learn the lessons and implement them for next time.